All right. Well, it is our great pleasure at Many Rivers Books and Tea to welcome back Swami Kriyananda Kanda to Many Rivers Books and Tea. He is a groundbreaking leader in the field of whole nutrition and holistic health. He studied with Dr. Keshaba Bhatt and has been promoting the use of food as medicine and yoga therapy. He uses other modalities as well, and I look forward to hearing very much what he has to say tonight. Welcome, please, Swami Kriyananda Kanda.
Buenas noches. Thank you very much. Welcome. I see this opportunity as a place to learn and share, so we can become better practitioners and lovers and everything else in the whole life sense. So it's one of my Bibles. We're going to be going through it. Be open to take it and share it and look into it anytime. Okay, and we have a couple cool things here to show up. So we're going to be talking and practicing tonight. We're going to stand up. We're going to be jumping and shaking and stretching and breathing and everything. And those are part of the four corners of wellness. We're going to be talking about how to keep this beautiful being, machine, medium, I don't know, in shape, so we can keep our life healthy. And taking in consideration those cornerstones in the body, and having a better understanding of the body. Okay, so we can apply to our Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga, all those things. So, you know, be open to ask and interrupt anytime and share also your knowledge, please. Okay. So, starting with that first cornerstone, there is no order of preference, but I think this one will be probably for the departure. I like to look at the body and see the main parts of it and the parts that they can be support by ourselves, so we can keep this healing, self-healing, promoting in a daily basis, in a wellness basis, I like to call it. And that first place I like to look into the body, and you know that I enjoy my practice, is going through the main centers of the body. Have you heard about the main centers of the body before?
You're saying that chakra?
That's another way to call them, sure. Yes. Chakras, plexuses, different names, different traditions they have for them. For today, I'm going to keep it like from the school, plexuses, okay, or chakras, it's fine. But I have a very nice picture here. I would love to show you so we can have a better visual before we practice. You can see those centers there. These ones are in the lower part of the body. The same happens also in the top, but this part is only showing the abdominal autonomic nervous system, where these centers are part of them. That will be the center, the energy center, where two opposite forces meet. And that's what the body is mostly made, two opposite forces, right?
So what are those opposite forces?
It's infinite, it's multiple, from black to white, from female to male, from negative to positive. It's from cold to hot, the same way a hurricane is made from cold and the warm coming together, the same way is the body inhibiting and promoting, like in the autonomic nervous system, right? That one that controls all those organs. From all those centers are part of that autonomic nervous system. An example, the solar plexus. That's one I really is very powerful, right? You put it right here, the solar plexus. It's interesting why they call it the solar plexus. Why do you think we call it the solar plexus? Let's see if we have a picture. Here, one second. Look right here. This one here on the top.
Because it's yellow.
It's very big.
Yeah.
It radiates, and when you, my anatomy teacher, she was saying that they call it the solar plexus because it radiates the nerves. It radiates all around, and it looks like a sun shining. And so, two opposites, one connection through here, one connection through here, sympathetics, parasympathetics. Have you heard that before? The autonomic nervous system is consists of those two parts, the sympathetic and the parasympathetics. Sympathetics that promotes something or also inhibits something, and the parasympathetics that also promotes something and also inhibits something. It's like the Tai Chi, what we learn in the yin and yang. We learn that maybe the front of the body, the whole front, it will be yin or yang, but then also we have little yin and yangs in all the body. So it's the same thing, like the palms, it will be, it be changed. So the same way a big thing have more micro things with also, you know, opposite forces, the same way it goes with the body. So we have those opposite forces meeting there and supplying all the organs that goes from there. And that's what the nervous system is all about. That should be our, instead of being the blood vessels, why do we want to know so much about the sewer system of the body? Let's learn more about the nervous system, the communication system, what communicate us and communicate every cell and communicates with the outer world and everything. So let's take the solar plexus. Where what organs are connected to that solar plexus?
The liver, the spleen, the pancreas.
All the organs of digestion. That is why they call it the fire element in the chakra tradition, right? It's the fire, because it was what it deals with all the nutrition and metabolism of the body. So, and absorbing the energy from the food and transforming. So we have the liver, we have the spleen, we have the pancreas, right? We have the stomach, we have then after the large intestine, the small intestine. All this area here, and these big,
the lungs and the heart.
Those are other centers.
Mm-hmm.
We have the pulmonary center.
Mm-hmm.
We have the pulmonary center, and then we have the cardiac center.
Mm-hmm.
So all those centers, they call them autonomic because they can be by themselves working.
Right.
Before, when science, when this the modern science in the United States and other places. They said, okay, there is this big nerve that connects from the brain, that connects to the heart, an example, or to the digestive system too. And once they saw, oh, the person is having the heart rate is increasing, is going crazy. So, okay, let's cut that nerve that we see that is sending the information from here down. So they did that, they cut it, right?
Oh.
But then they noticed that the heart, for a little bit, stay like confused, but then it went by itself working. So it works by itself. All these centers, they work by themselves. They are pure centers. That is why they call them centers, because from there things come and sprout, and they can, like the abdominal, the solar plexus, that is so amazing, have so many organs, and it works so many things. It's like a whole brain by itself, and even produce even more chemicals, and it's more than the same that our head produces, right? So they are by themselves. So the first exercise we're going to do tonight, this is something we're going to always use for healing purpose, and it's our hands. They are very healing tools. Welcome, Sammy.
Okay.
Hands are healing tools. Okay, we have also smaller centers in the palms that, you know, produce, through them pass tons of energy, through tons of nerves, nerve flow, impulses, and that electricity that runs through the nervous system. So the first thing we're going to, can we bring the lights a little bit dimmer, just a little tiny bit? So we can,
we can turn off some of them, so.
Does. Thank you very much.
That helpful?
Maybe the ones in the front and keep the ones in the back.
Okay. That's really good.
One more.
That's better.
That's okay.
That's okay?
I can see you. We can see you.
Okay. Can you?
You don't
want to
fall asleep?
Okay. Yes, this is going to be very relaxing tonight. So, let's first exercise. Let's go on calm and support the balance of our solar plexus. So when we do this, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to look inside. I want you to feel inside, okay? But then I want you to look at this. I want you to sit as straighter as you can, and also because I want you to feel the shifts and the power you are in you already and your hands. I want you to bring your hands out here, and very slowly I want you to bring the hands where we'll finish right there in the solar plexus, and just keep yourself observing. Become an observer of the body, okay? So we can start here. Close your eyes. Let's take first a deep breath to just to relax and settle ourselves a little bit more. And then very slowly, we bring the fingers together and the palms goes towards the solar plexus. Then keep it in there and observe. And then very slowly, we bring the hands out again. Very. Do you notice something through the process? Please share.
I noticed when my hands were on my solar plexus, I noticed a density.
A density? The density when you're coming in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then when I took my hands back out, it felt like it had before.
It felt?
I didn't feel the density.
You didn't feel it? That's very interesting, completely. You feel your energy field, your density. What else? Who wants to share something else?
It feels so good. I want to keep them.
Completely. It feels very good. Completely. It's supporting. It's giving some extra support, some extra warmth to those nerves that are working very hard, mostly in these conditions we're living right now. There's so much pollution in different aspects, you know, from energetically, you know, it's food and air, water, in all the five elements, basically, we are polluted right now. So it's great to give that support. Let's try another place, very important place, very valuable place. They're all important, right? They're all valuable. But there is ones that connects mostly with our emotions. That one too, that one is love, pure love, but mostly for the emotional body. And that one is the Dantian. Probably in Qigong we practice that one. It's the water element. And in Chinese medicine represents is what carry our emotions. That is why it's so interesting to see an example. There is different chiropractic techniques where they just go through those channels, through the urinary bladder meridian channel or through the kidney meridian next to the spine, adjusting and working because of the power of that channel that carries our emotions. That is why sometimes some adjustments can be so emotional. So the Dantian, 2 inches below, where's the book? Right there. Right there, powerful place. 2 inches below the belly bottom. Mm-hmm. 1 to 2 inches below the belly bottom. Mm-hmm. Powerful place, tons of nerves in that area. Ball, another big center of the body that supplies all the reproductive organs in the area, mostly also other area. So it's What a powerful place. It's our center of gravity also, and that's very important to keep in mind. Sometimes when the head goes, the mind goes too fast, we lose our center of gravity, right? Because our head is driving, so our whole spine also moves forward, and we can see in X-rays cases where the spine in that center are going forward too. And so let's bring some energy to that place, okay? Let's bring some energy. Let's keep the hands out here. And if you want, you can sit like straight, bring your spine straight, ground your feet, and that will make it. We are going to close our eyes, and we are going to start very slowly bringing the hands to below the belly button, 1 inch below the belly button. Keep your hands very soft, touching the skin, so you can let the energy move from your palms. And then slowly we move out. Very good. Do you notice something? Anything you want to share? Please. Everything is very precious.
When you mentioned the word palm, I felt intense warmth in the center of my palm.
In the center. Completely. With practice, they get even warmer and warmer. Every time with practice. It's like building another muscle in the body. What else you notice? Calmer a little bit? Mm-hmm.
I don't have a comment. I was hung up on my belt here.
I'm noticing. Yeah, you need to let it move. It's important to move because also the breath starts right there. It's interesting because with practice, like, you know, strengthening any other muscle in the body, the awareness muscle, it becomes more clear, it becomes more powerful, the reaction. And I'm noticing something, I don't know, maybe you haven't noticed, but I notice when you bring your palms towards you, I notice you're breathing deeply, suddenly. And when you take your hands out, also I notice another reflex of the breath moving. So that's the second cornerstone. We're going to be talking a little bit about it because, you know, there's so many things. We can keep going through all the other centers and infinite. The next cornerstone, basically, what we're going to be talking is about the meridians. Those main pathways that connects the body with all the parts, with every cell, with every part. Mainly, when we call them meridians, we call them to those main energy pathways, nerve pathways, that supplies the organs and connect with what we hear around in this, you know, we hear, but we really, it's important we understand and appreciate. One example, when we see reflexologists, right, in the feet, because all the body is mapped in your feet. All the body is mapped where else?
Here.
In your ears. Where else is your body mapped? In your hands, in your palms. Where else is your body mapped? It's mapping our face. It's mapping the eyes. That is why the radiologists, right? They look at your eyes and they can tell the organs that are running. It's also in this side of the brain. We have a person right here from the feet. This one is is hanging. The head is down, the hands are down, the feet are up. So the body is mapped in many different parts of the body. Is mapped in the penis, is mapped in the vagina, is mapped in all in different parts of the body. Is mapped in the abdomen too. So it's something that is so rich, and if we know that, then okay, I can support my body better, right? So let's go through some of the meridians, some of that reflex system to tone the inner organs. And we can do it from outside, from our body. It's very interesting when the body is developing after being conceived by two opposite energies, right? Become one, and they start to multiply. The nervous system comes from the same place that the skin comes. Those two comes from the same place. They call it the mesoderm. It's a, you know, zygote term to where, you know, the different parts of the organs, the different parts of the body comes from when we are, you know, developing from the cell after being conceived. Please, English is not my first language. Stop me anytime, okay? Stop me anytime, correct me, I'm fine with it, okay, please. And, you know, ask as many times, please, if you don't understand something I'm saying. So, the skin. So, wow, that is why acupuncturists use your needles, right, in the skin to go through those meridians or to some reflex points. Or they even use points in the ears to go into those organs that they need it. But also we can do it ourselves, very simple, and now we are going to get even more relaxed after we work on them, okay? So get comfortable. Let's do this one standing, okay? Let's do this one on a Tai Chi stand or a Qigong stand. I think, you know, we need to take out the pressure from the spine. We open our feet nicely apart. We bend our knees lightly, and then the tailbone grounds a little bit down, so we are like in our center there, yes? And from there we are going to work out the meridians. Let's just do the hands one, okay? The hands one are very rich, very powerful. Which one knows which meridian goes from here?
The lung?
The lung meridian, very good. The lung meridian. And this one here? The large intestine, okay? Mm. Lungs are large intestine. These are partners, Chinese partner, those nerves there.
In both hands?
In both hands, bilateral. Yes. And so we have the lungs and we have the large intestine. And also, if we go from the reflexology point of view, which part of the body is in the fingers? What you will say?
All of it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. So look this out here. The head, the neck, the shoulder, the back, the lower back, the sacrum, the coccyx.
Wow.
The head, all the organs in the head, the nose, the ears, the eyes, and then we can keep going down the same way with the ears too, the same way, with the face is a little bit different. In the head is the same, we have in this case, the feet, and then the legs, and then the body, and then the head, and then they call it the homunculus, something like that.
Homunculus.
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 It's that point that is in the brain that reflects with every part of the body. So let's go to the, again, I want you to settle yourself, because I want you to feel this change that is going to occur into your breathing process, because we're going to push the lung meridian. Okay, so look, this is what we are going to do. With the index finger, very gentle, we are going to the tip of that place there. But not yet. Yeah, we are going very slowly. Set up yourself, close your eyes, and let's bring the hands apart a little bit, and then let's go until we touch the tip of both fingers. Then, did you notice something?
Start breathing
deeply. start breathing deeply.
What
mostly
about,
we.
What about if you do both?
Yeah.
Not recommended.
Also, let's experiment and see how the body feels. That would be cool to see how the body reacts to that.
I noticed a relaxation around the lungs.
Around the lungs.
Chest.
Let's do now a place where those two meridians meet, those two nerves. We call this the radial nerve in the skull, and the radial nerve and the median nerve, and then we have the ulnar nerve. But I like the name meridian better, and the Chinese intelligence about it. So now let's go to a place that is very powerful where those two meet together, so we can push both at the same and get even more a more powerful reflex. Okay, let's go here into this part.
Right.
So take don't push it yet. Relax yourself and gently wiggle there and push and feel. Very gentle, you don't need to push hard at all. Relax yourself in there. Put your things down. Very good. It's very interesting with practice and practice and practice and practice in the same place. The cells create memory. Okay? Like every other cell in the body creates memory. And then it happens even faster and easier. The reflex we're trying to create to shift the body to a more relaxed state and promote the toning of the organs. Okay, so that's key part. Like any other muscle in the body, we make strong. It's about practice. So how was that one? Relaxing.
Yeah.
A little bit. Do you notice any changes?
My sinuses opened up.
Your sinuses opened up. Mm-hmm. That's very nice to happen completely. The large intestine is there.
Mm-hmm.
The lungs are there. All those things change completely. And also, like we said before, we're working with the top of the head where the sinuses
mm-hmm.
are reflex in all this area too. Okay, so multiple things at the same time. We have a micro and then it keeps, a macro and a micro and it keeps going like that, the whole body. So now, we have this beautiful meridian side that runs through the body connecting with the organs so we can support them and tune them. I believe that God gave us those gifts so we can keep the body tuned up in life, right? So we should, keep them in use. I always recommend like this one here in the little finger and like to just to do this to it, just like to massage it next to it where we're working the heart meridian and the small intestine meridian. It's also very relaxing. You can do it in any finger too, but in that one where one meridian goes to one side and the other one to the other one. So see how the body works. You see, it's like a reflex system. You push here and something happens. When I'm working on people, when we work on myself, I push in some place and suddenly they breathe deeply. Suddenly we keep working, I push in another place and suddenly they swallow. Another parasympathetic response. Or I push in another place and that place shakes and moves to release some stress. And so many things, even crying, all these things, or just yawning. Another parasympathetic response that promote that relaxation and that shift inside the body.
Huh? Just saying that makes me feel very suggestible. Well, if someone else yawns, or you say yawn,
it just comes. It's like a reflex that activates even in other, in everybody completely. The same as also your breath also connects with everybody. So one of the responsibilities of that meridian system, those nerves, is two things, I believe. Two things, two important things. And one of the things that happen to them is they can get blocked. Okay, that is why they go with a needle, or they go with a chiropractic adjustment right there, Or, you know, there are many other ways. You can get a chiatsu massage. You can get a Thai massage. Those open also those same meridians and blockages. And also, something else can happen. They can lose, and this is why they get blockage, because they lose their elasticity. Mm-hmm. They get stiff. Okay, that's when we see our stiffness. That is why when we're stretching and we feel, oh my God, I feel it right there, behind my thigh, behind my knee, or something. It's right there, that blockage was forming. That is why we do the stretches, so we can release them and keep them open and release. In that way, we keep open and release all the organs of the body. So let's do a couple of stretches, okay? And I have a couple of suggestions. Don't push yourself hard at all. Okay, what we wanted to happen is just to bring the attention to the place where you feel the tightness. And you will see, where you put your attention, your body is going to send then the energy in that area, and also it's going to create the reflex of respiration. So the energy increase inside of the body and relax and open that blockage. Okay? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Mm-mm.
These are very common yoga, asanas, stretch, how they call it, that we're going to, okay? So, you know, be gentle with yourself, be careful with yourself, any injuries or all surgeries or things like that, be aware of those, okay? So for the one we are going to, I'm sorry, I'm giving you my back because we're going to practice all together, okay? Mm-hmm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's stand up straight. Let's open what we call a triangle. Let's open the right foot to the right side. Let's bring the left heel back to the left side. And let's see if we can go through the side of the body, through the side, until you feel that that tightness is starting to, like, to feel, to be noticed. Don't bend your knees. Keep your knee very straight.
Both
yeah.
Them?
Yeah, very
both.
Straight both knees.
Okay.
Okay, and find that place of tightness. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Now, bring your attention to it. Feel that tightness, feel that pain in there. Just go to it, focus your attention. Inhale, exhale deeply into it. Very. Let's go up slowly, 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 gently, gently up. Very good. Let's do the other side. Let's bring the feet in. Let's open to the left side. Let's bring the right heel out. The left foot is open. Let's keep the body aligned. And we go through the side. Very good. Take your time there. So, this should be part of our maintenance system, working, opening those meridians, keeping those nerves nice and flexible, without, you know, blockages. That will keep every organ toned. They're here for something, right? So let's use them, and we have more in the foot. We know we have all the other five meridians in the foot, plus we have all the reflex point. Let's go to the foot. Let's go. Let's take one foot there. Maybe you want to undress one. Can be the right or the left side.
All the way undressed.
Hey, all the way. Why not? Naked. I have a client with an ulcer in the foot, and he smokes. And the ulcer is right there where the lung reflex point is. And you can explain all your diseases. You can explain everything that is happening to you right now just at looking at your feet and seeing the places and the tightness and the tenderness and ulcers and you name it, whatever is happening in there, what is happening to you in your big toe, what is happening to you in your nail, everything, it can be explained right there, very simple. Okay, so we can connect with our body and support it. So let's see. Let's go. I love this point. I love this point very much. You know, where many nerves come together, you know, we can have a better reflex. It's like a small center, right? But this is the connection of two meridians, three meridians. We have the liver, the spleen, and the gallbladder. And it meets around here. And usually this point is very tender. So let's go around there on the top. And let's just very gentle, just put our attention and squeeze. You can feel it. It's tender? A little bit, yeah? Keep looking. There is like a whole groove in there. And we can go.
It's supposed to be good for the immune system, isn't it, that point?
It's good for completely. System. Every point will be good immunity. For the immune system.
It's
because
in between these two
in between, bones, yeah, bones? Yeah, mostly in between the big toe and that second toe there. And we can go, and let's relax everybody. Make yourself, you know, center first, so we can feel the shift and the switch of that, the reflex. And then let's go there, and gentle, we go and push and observe. Very. How was that? Do you notice a reflex happening?
I can feel warmth, but no tenderness.
No? Yeah.
I can
that's
feel
good.
The tenderness.
You feel tenderness?
Yeah.
It can. It will vary. Maybe that cup of coffee this morning, or I'm just kidding. Or now let's go to the tip of the big toe. That's another beautiful reflex. The sinuses are also in that area, and the ears and the eyes. So you can feel in the tip of the big toe.
In the middle somewhere?
Right there in the center tip.
By the nail?
Mm-hmm, below the nail. Any reflex happening? Do you notice any changes?
Right around my eyes.
Around your eyes?
It's really relaxing.
It's very relaxing because it's relaxing. That's where the pineal gland is. Very relaxing point for the whole head area. Completely beautiful point. I really like. Now let's go to one of the organs. That are reflex in the one that you may be, you know, concerned. Okay, you go yourself. I'm just going to show you that the head is in the top, and then the chest area, and then the abdominal area, and then the pelvic area. Okay, just follow your whole body distributed in the whole foot, and then go to that place, any place, and just let's see. I'm going to my digestion area here. Going to my abdominal area. I'm just going to push in there gently.
So we're looking for tender spots?
No,
what?
Just looking for any areas, any organ that you feel concerned, that you are concerned, any area of your body, and you want to go there. If you want to ask me, you know, where it is, I can help you.
Liver.
Liver.
Skin.
The skin.
Where's the liver?
Concerned with the skin? So we're concerned with the liver in that case. Okay? And so we can go around there.
Where you are?
Yeah, that's the abdominal area. We get the solar plexus around there. Maybe a little bit lower in there.
Where is the large intestine?
Huh?
Large intestine?
The large intestine is just around there. Just like this.
I think they still
the lungs will be on top, a little bit here on top here. So we can push in there.
Haven't I seen socks that have a map on the bottom or somewhere?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Dr. Haas, I think he has
we have a shirt too. Very good. Any trigger, any reflex on you when you push on that one? Any salivation, any swallowing, any breath coming in and out, any release? So many things can happen, even sounds, abdominal sounds. But yes.
I feel a resonance in my other foot. It's like when I'm sitting there, I sort of feel like the other foot is being a mild sort of replication.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's great, completely. Yeah, it's bilateral. It's in both sides of the body, and that connection is there. So there, we stretch the meridians, we open the meridians, we tone our organs, or our inner organs. We release blockages. We balance our centers. We support the balance of our main centers that supply the organs. And now the third part, the third cornerstone, is what I call nutrition. Nutrition. But I'd like to talk in a more wider aspect. Air, water, earth, nutrition. Air, water, air. Nutrition. It's important to have proper breathing, right? Proper breath, expansion, inhale, exhale. Air is our first food and our first medicine. We can last for more than 3 minutes without air. We can last 45 days without food, more. And with water, how long?
3 days.
3 days?
I've heard.
Yeah, around a week, 3 days, too, depending, on the person.
Depends how hot it is, too, probably.
Something to enjoy in the mornings early is the air in the mornings. That's a good moment to open the window just a little bit there, let the breath come in. And we can do two things together. At the same time, we can increase our breathing, our process, and at the same time, we can balance our centers. So let's try the combination of both. Okay, let's stand up. Let's work from the standing. And let's go now to the first center. Where is the book? Here. You see how it's together, but it's two parts. Okay? Two parts.
What is
a big center?
Yeah.
That's the first chakra. It's the earth element. It's the most negative part of our body. In the center of the poles, the head will be the most positive part of the body. It's the most female part of the body. Also, this is where we have all our energy, powerful energy there. Okay, so let's start there. Let's just stand up, relax. What we're going to do is we're going to bring the palms to the groin area, right there. And what we're going to do is we're going to do three deep breaths. Right there in the area. Okay? Ready? Maybe we can open the door a little bit to get the breath in.
Fresh air.
Fresh air in. And
fresh air.
And we put the hands. Let's start from far away first. Let's ground ourselves first. And then as soon as the palm touch, very softly, let the palms be very soft. Then we breathe three times in there. Okay, let's go. and then the palms goes out slowly. There we go. And in there, we ate two broccolis from one bite. I don't want to say we killed two birds from one shot. So we ate two broccolis from one bite. And thus, we balance our center with our hands. We support the center, and then we breathe deeply. That's something we can practice in the morning, going through all the main centers. We can breathe three times here, three times here, three times here. If you want to include the pulmonary plexus, and then the cardiac, the heart plexus, and then the cervical plexus, and then we can go to the forehead and get the rest of the brain and the brainstem and the eyes. We can do three breaths through each, it's 21 breath. That's a wonderful practice in the morning that will change your life and your day for the rest. With practice, you feel them stronger, they grow, they expand. That energy field you felt, that density, it gets even more more stronger, and you are more aware of it, and it's a beautiful relationship there. So that's the air, our food, our main food, our first food. That's something we can always improve. Right through all these practices of yoga, pranayamas, tai chi, qigong, all those techniques, they always all include some form of breath. Another, I will go to the next one. Let's go to the next, to water. Water is another food for us. And I have a couple of considerations for water. Usually we never learn, nobody tell us how to drink water. We just go and shoop, a glass of cold water goes inside and choking the whole body, because the body have a very perfect temperature that always keep very sharp, right?
The temperature.
The body temperature. Mm-hmm. It's always that right there, 98.6 in some people, 75. It goes from 97 to 99, no, not that high, but around there. So the body's working very hard to keep that temperature in the body. Imagine if you just take a glass of cold water and send it right there. Then the body needs to raise the temperature and put more energy into it, and it changes everything. Plus, we don't absorb all the food that is in the water, all the minerals, all the electricity, all that element of water. And something my teacher told us, very amazing, and you can enjoy it too, is when we drink water, if it's cold, we chew the water until we bring the temperature to the water, the same temperature of the body, and then the enzymes in the mouth will go through the water, and that water is going to be better absorbed through the body. So before expending money in things that will alter the water so it's better absorbable, why we don't first chew the water a little bit so we can have all those nutrients there in the water? A wonderful technique is to get a bunch of, you know, get a glass, you know, get a drink of water and chew it for 70 times, 80 times. You will see how that is going to change the water. It's going to make it, you know, like more sweet, and it's going to be very healing for the body. It's full of enzymes from the mouth. Is going to go down through the tract, taking phlegm and digesting food that wasn't well digested. So water is something that is why we love tea so much, because it's warm already, and the body doesn't need to heat it up more. It's right there. It comes in perfectly at that temperature where it's very very healthy to enjoy.
Doesn't the body want to cool it down? It's pretty,
it wants to keep it at the temperature right there, where the whole body is working so hard.
Yeah, boiling tea, it's 200 degrees.
Well, you know, you let it rest a little bit.
Let it rest.
It sometimes recommends very hot water too, because it dissolves the phlegm in the body. It's something as soon as he gave me some hot water there, I felt I was breathing better. Mm. And, you know, so all those things happen. It's great to have that hot water too sometimes, to sip it, you know, mm-hmm. not too much. You know, when it's very hot, we sip it. Mm-hmm. So it gets to the mouth and it brings that temperature of the body. another wonderful recommendation with water is it's in the morning early, that we drink plenty of water in the morning early. Instead of drinking plenty of water in the evening when we're ready to go to sleep and it's going to wake up us peeing through all the whole night, drink tons of water in the morning. The first thing I do when I wake up is I prepare my tea and I start drinking water. And what this creates is my first bowel movement at 5 in the morning.
How many glasses do you drink?
One or two. You know, one or two full glasses of water.
Mm-hmm.
And this sends immediately a bowel movement, so my body immediately cleanses right there. I can feel the pH in my body changing and my happiness is sparking. That's my coffee in the morning. Because it gives you a lot of energy when you, you know, when you have a bowel movement. So water. Think of water, you know, in a more food way, and you can enjoy it better.
Regarding cold water, does the same view apply to like ice cream?
Any cold food, it will be the same thing. It will turn your metabolism. It will bring your fire, affect your fire. Completely.
What if you're anything very hot cold? And you want to cool off? You feel like cooling off. Should you drink icy water?
No, it's the same thing. No, just keep it to your body temperature will be the best thing. Body temperature. And I love to ride my bike too, very much. I've been riding my bike forever, right? And probably like you too. And what I noticed when after I got that technique from my teacher of chewing the water, when I ride my bike and I'm super hot, climbing these hills here in Occidental Road, I keep the water longer in my mouth. Instead of just drinking in, and it cools me down, and even, you know, keeps my thirst even, you know, doesn't come as strong. So chewing the water, keeping it there, enjoying it, is a great part. And then food, we have food. We have that earth element, the food. You know, we all know the importance of it. So here in Sevastopol, that's pretty strong. So if you have any questions about that. The main thing is we have a good variety of food in our plate. When we eat, mainly in that breakfast that is going to give us the whole support for the day, right? Breakfast, right? Or it's breakfast that is what is going to supply all the energy for you for the whole day to work, to be ready to work. That is where you want to have all those carbohydrates, because they are going to be broken down easily and it's going to supply you with energy through the whole day. So that will be a good consideration. Another rule for food is that I believe is very, very important is if we eat something, it should go out too, right? We should poop also, very important. As many times as we eat, we should go to the bathroom. If not, we're holding something inside, maybe for too long, and that will acidify the body. And I know you react a little bit about energy and going to the bathroom, the coffee. It's very interesting how the immune system is the house of the immune system is the large intestine. Imagine if your large intestine is constantly fighting against that thing that is taking too long and is putrefactive and is, you name it. Is there full of bacteria changing the pH in the large intestine, viruses, candida, you name it, all those disbalance that happen in the large intestine. So imagine if you have like a good bowel movement, the immune system doesn't need to spend that much time fighting, keeping those all those bacteria in balance. Like candida is a wonderful bacteria in our body, but it goes out of balance when we too much sweets, too many sweets. That's the bacteria that like sweets. So when it's out of balance, we are eating too many sweets. So the immune system needs to be fighting and bringing it down. So that's many problems, of course, from that. So going in that bowel movement in the morning is another thing to change your whole life through the day, change your pH in your whole body, and give you that extra spark of energy. And then the last cornerstone, how we're on time, 8:30, perfect. The last cornerstone, we're talking about relaxation, sleep, and meditation. I include those three in there. Those three powerful states of the whole being that are good to practice in a daily basis. So I'm going to show you something that I like to incorporate, all those four cornerstones in my practice. Do we have like a towel for the floor or something? I don't mind laying down on it, but if we have something maybe that I can lay down on it, or maybe somebody else can also share with us.
Here we go.
Yeah. Maybe that was exciting. But usually there is something in here.
There is?
Yeah, we have that. Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. And get even better. So, when we're going through anything through the day and you feel stress or you have something here or something there, the first thing I recommend to do also to this in the morning is to ground yourself. Let go yourself. Just drop yourself. And the way I like to do it is just going in this position here. And then I go to the first center, do my three breath, and then go to the next one, to the next one. Who wants to try? See how grounding, how releasing is that position in there, okay? Observe him. I'm sorry, we're going to observe you, okay?
That's all right.
And just relax yourself, bring your palms up. His breath is expanding, he's releasing, he's relaxing in there. It's very releasing, it's very relaxing. Mostly for one of the most important, for that center of gravity we were talking before. In front of the belly button.
His hands and arms look
tense. Just some stress from the bike, riding, all that stress we put in our hands. So how that feels in there? Very relaxing, very releasing. It's a wonderful technique to practice, just to drop off yourself, let go, and just be there. Your breathing is increasing, right? Your respiration is increasing, do you notice? It's expanding, it's letting the body relax. So let's see, let's go to the heart center, okay? Let's go to the heart chakra. And let's see what happens. Just observe. Let's go, everybody. Let's go and feel it there. Relax your shoulders, relax your elbows as much as you can. Relax your jaw, relax your tongue. Your palms softly touch your chest. Beautiful, Andy. You can come up anytime you want. Very nice. Very relaxing, right?
Yeah.
Very releasing, very loving experience. Relaxation. Another relaxing trick we like to practice. It's also part of the system of the body, and it was made for us to relax ourselves even more, to drop our blood pressure, to drop our blood rate, our pulse rate. It's a wonderful tool, and it's by the press of the eyeballs in a very gentle, lightly way. Okay, this will trigger immediately a reflex, respiratory reflex. You can hear sounds, you can hear things. So with this part of the palm, you're going to fall asleep here, I know.
Just thinking about it makes me yawn.
I know. I know. This is what babies do when they want, when they are tired, while they're doing, they're rubbing their eyes. So they can relax and let go. So if you have lenses, be aware of that, okay? Just be gentle. We just need just very light pressure on the top of the eyes and feel, observe your body, observe the reflex. So ground yourself and go. Very good. You got that reflex? You felt it coming in and out? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to sleep?
Yeah.
So imagine practicing this technique, the respiration techniques, the hands, when we are in bed getting ready to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That will give you a better sleep, for sure. And when we have a better sleep, we have a better day next day. You're going to have less dreams. You're going to go sleep more deeply. So all those things are wonderful to consider. So we can keep talking and talking and talking so many beautiful things about the body and how to make it better. So I would like to keep it to here and share and ask and maybe look at the book. I don't know, anything you want to do is open. It's open now. It's open. Or if you want to try this one here.
I'm going to do it at home.
At home.
Just stretch.
Yeah, completely at home will be great.
Oh, yeah, I'll fall asleep.
Go for it, Sandy. I have to carry him out.
Go for it, Sandy.
Yeah.
Come on, Sandy.
I work with kids, so I'm always wondering that. And some highly anxious kids. Mm-hmm. So just like surefire ways to get them to relax. And I think this is probably one of them.
That one immediately will.
Maybe this too.
The heart completely. Oof, that one is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Completely, mostly when you are very relaxed, and then the hands go there. So I like to tap my son, tap him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like kind of a tap, shaking tap, you know, around the spine and things like that.
Oh, the tapping.
He's
How
very
old
relaxing.
Is your son?
He's 5.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I know. Well, I even look here. I have a 2-year-old girl.
Wow.
That one is so beautiful.
So
that one is so cute.
And he likes it? The 5-year-old?
She likes me to rub her feet with
amazing.
Oil.
Little
reflex.
My son likes him to tap him through the spine. She just come and bring me the bottle of oil and I rub her feet.
Yeah.
So funny.
Pretty nice.
Yes. Thank you very much
thank
for coming
you.
Tonight.
Thank
you. Thank you and sharing.
Thank
you, thank you.
On behalf of many rivers.
Thank you, many rivers.
So you should tell people about your contact information. You're at the Sebastopol Wellness Center.
Thank you very much.
And that's just down the street.
Yes. Completely, I can support, we can help, we can do, you know, there are so many modalities we can always incorporate. But always keeping, you know, the food and the air as our own daily practice. Also, we can work on that areas to improve them too. So, you know, we're next to Palm Drive Hospital and welcome to come anytime.
What do you do besides teach yoga? You have a hands-on practice.
Hands-on practice also.
What kind? It's chiropractic.
Chiropractic is a different approach to chiropractic. Where I incorporate all these techniques.
Mm-hmm.
I like to relax the person completely, you know, as much as I can through the process, and then work in the joints, and the joints pop by themselves and release visually.
No force.
No, very gentle force. Sometimes I like to go through the spine and open the spine completely with a gentle force with the breath. So things like that, that I can support. We can retrain the abdomen to breathe better. Cooking workshops, massage therapy, and one I just did today myself that I really loved it very much. It was a raindrop technique.
I love that.
Have you heard raindrop?
Mm-hmm. I get those.
They use like around 7 to 8 different essential oils through the spine.
I love
with
it.
Different techniques to let the oils, pure therapeutic grade, therapeutical grade oils. So promoting them go inside the body. And very healing, beautiful technique. So we incorporate different things to keep us out of trouble.
And to enjoy greater Sebastopol wellness.
Yes, completely. We'll have the membership soon on.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
So, but it's mostly, it's mostly the sliding scale we use. From $50 to $75, you can get anything you want from there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Do you have any business cards with you?
No, I don't have any with me.
How many practitioners are there?
There are like 4 or 5.
Uh-huh. So there's a website, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Sebastopol Wellness Center.
Sebastopolwellness.org or .com?
.com.
.com, okay. Sebastopolwellnesscenter.com. And it is in the building that's immediately to the north of Palm Drive, Palm Drive Hospital, sort of towards the north end of that building.
Yeah, I heard that was the old hospital before there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
By the co-housing?
Yes. Below the co-housing.
Yeah, below the hill.
Right in front of the co-housing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Practicing and enjoying.
I hope I can remember all those wonderful things. Good thing it'll be on the website. Right?
And
we can, they are.